What are your goals for this year? Because I know you, especially Peter, you do like to set your goals of what you're going to do and what you're going to achieve. Because with your photography, you were doing a completely different job.
Yeah.
And then you just suddenly went, which I think is a fantastic thing to be able to do, is I don't want to do that job anymore. I'm going to have a complete change of career and do
and
something.
And a brave thing as well.
Yeah, do something that I want to do.
Probably not as brave as people think. You know, you can kind of stack the cards in your favour before you make a jump, which is what I did. But yeah, I do like to have sort of some idea of what I'm trying to achieve, otherwise you really just do wander. I think this year we already feel like that, you know, we're much more serious about the songwriting than we were this time last year. We were dipping our toe in the water last year. We've got 12 more songs that are ready for recording, and we're going to be recording those on, we're starting on the 21st of February.
Yeah.
So we've got a few days in the studio to do. I think we're going to do an acoustic album, and the reason we're doing the acoustic albums is because we are going to do some higher production stuff, but it is much more expensive to do that. We did 11 songs in 4 days in the studio doing it acoustically, but if we did a full production on that, then you're probably getting 2 songs done in 4 days. So what we were concerned about is years are going by before we've got the budget to be able to go and record the songs, and meanwhile we're writing a new song every week, so it's quite frustrating. So we found that works really well. And the other thing about that is that when you're promoting yourself as a songwriter, don't want to hide behind production. If it's bare bones, people will know whether it's a song or not. You know, any good song can be played with an acoustic guitar. If you've got various production hooks behind it, it scares publishers off, because they're not sure whether they're listening to good production or a good song. So they can always improve on what you've done if you give them, you know, a fairly bare canvas with it.
Surely not.
Or not.
Well, not as the case may be.
So I've done a lot of talking there, haven't I?
No, it's brilliant.
It's very serious.
Yeah.
Both got lovely families and children, and you've got two very special people in your lives, your wives.
Oh no,
you're
not going to go on this again.
Yeah, you've got to say hello. You've got to say they are listening. You've got to say hello. You're fine. Tony's
I'm
right
fine
up there. Look,
I love my wife.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I love my wife slightly more than.
Oh well, there we go.
I mean, I love your wife, but
it's my whole world, mate.
Which is all right.
You better come back with something now, Peter, after saying that.
Wow, I know. Well, actually, my wife probably isn't listening, but if she were to be listening, then, yeah, I love her very much, and she knows how sincere that is, because it sounds sincere. I could just tell as I'm saying it.
I don't know what you reckon, Tony. It wasn't as sincere as your one was.
I know he loves her.
Yeah. Now, you're going to play another song for us. Tell us about this one.
Don't even know what this one's about, mate. What did you do?
This one just
spat it out, didn't you?
You sent me some chords on this, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's a little bit of a pacier song.
We tried to liven it up a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we do a lot of slow stuff as well, don't we?
Yeah.
But we try to speed it up with this one. This is I like this song.
He likes this
song.
It's
probably one of my favourites,
And what's it called?
Speed It Up.
But what is it about? What is it about? Come on, you've written the lyrics.
It's about not.
It's about
getting near the microphone. It's always helpful. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Michelle. I always do that. I was like, so fidgety.
Always going by the window.
Right. Yeah, this song is about. Obviously, he wants to tell her that he loves her. Every time he gets near her, he freezes.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's that.
Yeah.
This is not me, by the way.
That was the whole thing. And it was actually on. He sent me the chords. I was at King's Cross on a rank, and I see somebody. Like, I could see the fella sort of hovering, and then he met the, and then the girl come over and they sort of kissed her now, and it was a little bit awkward, and that's where I got that from, really.
Right. So you're a people watcher?
Yeah, I always do it.
Every day. In a
stalker,
by the way.
No, not in a stalker.
A stalker.
If you're in London, you just see a man looking at you from a black taxi, just staring.
That know that he's writing a song about you.
Peter does say, like, there's a couple of songs with Rowe, he does say, look, another stalker song?
Yeah, you have to be so careful. Because, you know, sometimes a love song can sound a little bit over the top.
Stalkerish.
Well, you know what it's like when you like somebody. That's how you get, especially when you're younger.
I love you so much, I haven't stopped following you everywhere. even when you don't know I'm there. Watching.
Well, there we go. What a beautiful song.
I love you so much, I will never let you leave me, ever.
Stop it, because he sounds a little bit creepy. Don't let him write any lyrics, whatever you do.
I'll never let him, though.
He lets me write lyrics sometimes. How dare you? Although we then have to drop those songs normally.
Yes.
I try and let him have one line in a song.
Yeah.
And he feels like
And he feels the word in stalker.
Like, I'm not allowed to touch the music. But
I started out as a songwriter here. He's taken over.
But you work. The thing is, you do work really well together. Just to add, did you ever have arguments? Because you just seem to get on chill.
Just the other day, he came round and he'd written a melody, and you have to be really sensitive to these things, because, as you know yourself, when you write something, any no matter who it's from, anything negative about it is very, very personal. Even if you know it's constructive, you have to overcome this feeling, this overwhelming feeling, to tell the person what to do with their advice, as they say it, don't you?
I'm not very sensitive.
All right, so you just tell them. That explains that email you sent me.
Yeah, it does, really.
So the melody he'd written, it built right up to a chorus, and then the next line was lower.
Mm.
Of course, he'd been listening to this over and over again because he'd written it, and then you get so close to the melody, you can't hear what the melody is anymore. Mm. And so listening to it as an outsider, I knew it just needed to notch up. That's all. I couldn't even... It wasn't that I was going to tell him what the melody was. I just knew where it needed to go.
Mm.
And of course, if you say that in a way that's insulting, then you stop working with each other, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's about having the kind of friendship that you know it's not a judgment.
And he was actually bang on right as well. Mm. When we'd done it, oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.